Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Book of Numbers, chapter 6, verses 22 to 27. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, 'The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.' So they will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them." Sometimes when you hear the same words over and over again, the meaning of those words gets diminished or lost altogether. On the other hand, sometimes when you hear or read something new, you may not catch all of its meaning the first time. The words in Numbers chapter 6 are words that many Christians have heard over and over again because this blessing is used at the end of most church services. So the danger for Christians is to let them lose their meaning. But if you've never been to a church service, or if it has been a long time since you went to church, then perhaps you didn't catch everything when you read them just now. So let's slow down and consider what God says here. First, we notice that this blessing can be divided into three parts. Each part tells us who is doing the blessing. It's the Lord. This blessing doesn't come from a generic God who is the product of someone's imagination. No, this is the God of free and faithful grace. He makes promises to our fallen race and reveals his loving heart to us through his word. His name is repeated three times, reminding us that he is triune, three distinct persons, yet one God. The Lord blesses and keeps us. He doesn't just give to us one blessing here at one time and another blessing there at another time. No, his care for us is constant. He preserves us, guides us, guards us, protects us, and keeps us. The Lord makes his face shine on us and is gracious to us. He gives to us what we don't deserve. We have earned nothing good from him. To the contrary, due to our sins, we have earned his anger and punishment. But rather than punishing us for our many and varied sins, he sent his Son to take our place. On the cross, he punished Jesus instead, so that we are forgiven. The light of his grace and mercy shines on us through Christ. The Lord lifts up his face toward us and gives us peace. The Holy Spirit, working through the power of the gospel, brings us to faith in Jesus, and we have his peace. Through faith in Jesus, God does not turn his face away from us in anger, but lifts it toward us in fatherly love and compassion. Through faith in Jesus, we are made his children. Through faith in Jesus, we have the peace of knowing that nothing in all creation will separate us from his love. Whether we've heard them 1,000 times or for the first time in a long time, what wonderful words God speaks to us in his blessing. Know that this is what the Lord, the triune God of grace, does for you. Gracious God, as you have promised, bless me and keep me. As you have promised, make your face shine on me and be gracious to me. As you have promised, lift up your face toward me and give me peace. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.